ends this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Maraz Hishayichyu, the schus Moshe ben Malka for Shlema, the schus Yechiel ben Shalamis, Bracha Vatzlach B'chomasi Yadav, schus Moshe ben Peshadina, the schus Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, Ishola Bracha Vatzlach B'chomasi Yadayim, and Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basrif Shmuel, Maris Chanabat Zagan, Maris Alta Chanabat Zemeir Zev. The Mishnah says, the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, Besula Nisus Liom Harvi. Why? Shim Haisa Lotain, Ayelotain is Besula Mayamashkim Le Bezdin. If the Chosin has a Taina on her Besulin, he can come to Bezdin Thursday morning. Rashi, Shemitoch Shiyavah LeBezdin Yisbara Darvuk Sheyetzeh Akol Shem of All Edim. Since he's going to come to Bezdin, people are going to hear about this. A call is going to go out. People are going to be talking about it, and then maybe Edim will come and will testify as to the reason why this girl does not have her Besulin. And the Rishonim bring Divrei Rashi B'Tosefes Lashon. The Ritva has Shema Yavo Edim V'Yaidu Shezinsa Tachtov. And sorry, it's the Tosas Rid. Tosas brings Rashi and adds Sheyavo Edim Shezinsa Beratzon. So some add Zinsa Tachtov, some add Zinsa Beratzon. Rashi just says in our Rashi that the Edim are going to come. And Be'emes Reb Shlomo Eger brought in the Tshuvis of Rabbi Akiva Eger and Chelik Aleph Simen Kufiyud was Omid al Shono Shal Rashi, that L'chor it's not enough that Edom will come that she was Mizane, because she's still going to be Muteris al Tzveik Tzveik, a Safik Tachtav Safik Safik Eno Tachtav Vintim Selam Tachtav Safik Baine Safik Baratzen. So what is Rashi saying that the Edom are going to come? It's not enough that Edom come. Edom are going to come, and I'm going to say that she is, it was Tachtav Baratzen, and then everything, and then she'll be Asura. But just Edim will come. What's that going to help? It's still going to be, even if Edim she was Mizan, it's still going to be a Sfek Sfek, because she's going to be Muteres. And therefore the Rishonim add that they're going to be made that she was Mizana Tachtav, or that she was Mizana Baratzen. There's no longer going to be a Sfek Sfek, and she's going to be Asura. V'divrei Rashi, Tzrichim Biur, as is brought by Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and we are going to go with his Mahalach. We also have to understand the Shinui HaRishonos B'Rishonim. Tosus adds Shezinsa B'Rotzen, the Ritva adds Shezinsa Tachtov. Why this? Why that? Why they Tosus Dafka says B'Rotzen, and the Ritva says Zinsa Tachtov? Either way, you're turning two that Sfek Sfek into one Sfek. So why are they Dafka Zinsa B'Rotzen and Zinsa Tachtov? Ubepshuto would appear that we can explain Tosus that they only mentioned Zinsa Baratzen, and they didn't say that the Edom are going to be made that she was Mizana Tachtav, because in this is Sufik, if she was Mizana Tachtav or not Mizana Tachtav, it would appear Pashut that the Sufik is not when she became betrothed, because Mistama, the date of her betrothal is known, but rather the Sufik is when she was Mizana. Was it before the Erisin, or was it after the Erisin? Maskanas HaGemara Atoisis B'Sanhedrin B'daf Ches Amud Beis Divar Maskel V'Hevi She'edei Znus Shel Eishes Ish Tzrichim Drisha V'Chakira. The Edei Znus of an Eishes Ish require a cross-examination, and the Ikar Drisha V'Chakira is to be made on the time of the episode that they witnessed. And if so, it emerges that through the Edus we will always know when she was Mizane, and since the time of the Erisin is known, it's going to be Mizbarer if it was Tachtav or not Tachtav. And therefore Rashi and Tosfos did not have to say Beferish that the Edim are going to be made that she was Mizane Tachtav, because Mimela their Edus includes this Prat, because the Jerisha V'Chakira is going to reveal the date of this event, of this znus, and we know the date of her erisin, so it's going to automatically be clarified. And therefore Tosus only writes, we know in our own tachtav areino tachtav. Tosis only writes she'aidu shezinsa b'rotzen, but they skip tachtav, as this Rashi doesn't mention tachtav. So lefizeh we could be miyashiv divrei Rashi, who writes that they're going to be made that she was mizanen no more, because we can say that maybe he holds like the shita of the reed in the Ritva, that all you need is edus that she was mizane tachtof. You don't need edus that she was mizane beratzen. Why? Because the moment you know that, first of all, the moment you have edus, it's going to be edus whether or not it was tachtof. So Rashi says edim are going to come, and automatically we're going to know that it was tachtof or not tachtof. And it doesn't have to be ratzen. It's enough that we have edus that it was tachtof. Why? Because edus tachtov is enough that now we've broken it down from two sfekas to one suffek. Now we know that it's tachtov, and it doesn't matter whether it was b'aratzen, meaning we don't have to clarify whether it was b'onis or b'aratzen, because now we just have one suffek. One suffek, she's already going to be asura. Like we have later on 9a, eshes yisrael sheniskacha p'chus mi ba'shalosh, that there is one suffek and she's going to be asura. It's one suffek. So therefore Rashi says they're going to be made that she was mizane. And this edus automatically includes the date of this episode, and therefore we're going to know if it's tachtav or eino tachtav, because we know when the erusin was, and that's enough to aser gevaldik. So that's Rashi. But Tosfos, who says that she was mizane b'ratzen, that the edim are going to be made that she was mizane b'ratzen, so it's muchruch b'kavanosam, that it's not enough that it should be clarified that she's a sura misafek ayidei she'idush is into tachtav. We also need to know whether that it was beratzen, and we have to understand why. Just tachtav should be enough, as we explained. One suffik is enough. So what's pshat in Tosfos? So it would appear that we can explain as follows. Says Marina Varabena Rosh HaYeshiva Zetzal. Tosfos asks on Rashi, why were they mitakein Chazal that she should get married on Wednesday in order that she should come to the Beis Din? Because since they're two sfeikas, why should he come to Beis Din? She's going to be muteris lo mitam sfeik sfeika. So why b'chlal is he going to come to Beis Din? Even though he says she's not a besulah, we have a sfeik sfeika that she's muteris. So Rabbeinu Tam answers that the whole takana was for the case of the Eishes Kohen, who it doesn't matter whether it's onus or ratzen, because Eishes Kohen's always aser, or p'chus mi ba'shalosh, that we know that it was tachtov. There's only going to be one suffix, right? If it's p'chus mi ba'shalosh, that she was betrothed, so Mimela, had she had it been before the betrothal, then the besulin would have come back at the age of 3. So Mimela, if she doesn't have a besulin, then it must have been tachtov. And you only have one suffik. So for these women, the whole takana was made. When there's only going to be one suffik, the whole takana was made to get married on Wednesday, so it'll come to Beis Din on Thursday. Ubedas Rashi, Shigam Mishum Kol HaNoshim, Sheyesh Bem Suffik, Sheyesh Bem Sfeik Sfeika. Right? In other words, Tosis learns that the whole takana was just for an Eishes Kohen or Prusimi Bas Shalosh, who got betrothed at Prusimi Bas Shalosh. That's Tosfos. But Bedas Rashi, that the takana was for all women, even though all women have a Sveik Sveika, so why be Metakin? He should come to Beis Din. Anyways, she's going to be Muteris out Sveik Sveika. So the Mefarshim explain that Rashi holds like the Rashba, that whenever we could be mevarer, we don't follow a sfeik sfeika. Huva b'shach yaridayasim and kufyud b'klali sfeik sfeika os lamed hei. And therefore, even b'sha'ar noshim based in how to be mitakein, that they get married on Wednesday in order that he should come to Beis Din on Thursday before he cools off to be mevarer. And Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitaso, that he holds that a sfeik sfeik is mutter, gam hecha de ikal of rurei, even if you could be mevar, its sheet is brought in the Ramon Yeridea there in Simon Tess, and therefore, if there's a sfeik sfeik, they didn't require him to come to Beis Din, And that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole takana was made for the Eishes Kohen and for the Pchus Mikvas Shalosh, and the mail it applies to all women as well, up to these women. But if it was just the other women, there would be no such takana, because al tzveik sveika, you don't have to come to basin, because he holds when you have a tzveik sveika, you don't have to be mevarer. But Rashi holds that when you have a tzveik sveika, you have to be mevarer, even though it's a tzveik sveika, you still have to be mevarer, so he has to come to basin. In order to be mevarer is a dover. Ve'ayein b'chidushei chemdas shlomo b'sugiyin. See what the chemdas shlomo writes? You won't be disappointed. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings the Shach. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this is in Yoredei in Simen Yudches, Seif Yud Beis, brings the Shach in Yoredei in Simen Kuf Yud, that's the Kseik Sveika Simen, this is in Osamach Vav, who learns that according to those Shitas that we don't follow a Sveik Sveika, where we are able to be Mevarer. Remember, we learned that's how the Rash beholds, that we don't follow a sveik sveika. If you could be mevarer, you have to be mevarer and clarify what happened. So the same would apply where you can only be mevarer one of the sveikas. You also don't follow a sveik sveika. And Rabbeinu Tam dingsich mitten shach. Rabbi Akiva Eiger differs with the shach. And he says, only if you could be mevarer legamrei do we say you have to be mevarer. But if you can only be mevarer one of the sveikas, then you are not. Then you don't have to be mevarer. The shach holds that even if you could be mevarer one of the sveikas, you have to try to be mevarer the one suffik. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds it's a zero sum game, as they say today. It's all or nothing. If you could be mevarer both sveikas, then great. And if you can only be mevarer one of the sveikas, then you don't have to be mevarer. So the shach again holds that even if you could be mevarer one suffik of the sveik sveika, you have to be mevarer. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds if you can't be mevarer legamre, then chaval azman, you don't have to be mevarer at all, and you can be samech on the sveik sveika. So it would appear that Rashi and Tosfos argue in the machlokas of the shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rashi holds like the shach that even if you could be mevarer one of the sveikas, you have to be mevarer and you don't follow the sveik sveika. And therefore, Rashi says, Edim are going to come, and they're going to be made that she was Mizana, and that includes that she was Mizana Tachtav. That means you're going to be Mevara, that one suffix. And that's enough to be require him to come to the Beis Din, that they should get married on Wednesday, and he should come to the Beis Din. Just the fact that you could be Mevara, one suffix, is enough. And that's also the opinion, l'chor, of the Rit and the Ritva, who say that they only have to be made that she was Mizana Tachtov. However, Tosfos holds, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that only if you can be Mevarer both Sveikas, you have to be Mevarer, and therefore they said, you know we're going to be Mevarer? That she was Mizana Baratzen. So their Eidus includes that she was Mizana Tachtov, and they say also, yeah, she's Mizana Baratzen. And in Mele, you're going to be Mevarer both Sveikas, you're going to be Mevarer the Yisr Legamre, and only because of that, they required him to come to the Beis Din. Okay, we have some exciting material planned for the next shiur. We are not done with this, and I hope that you will stay tuned, and we will see continuing niflos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. We'd like to explain the machlokas of the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and that'll be very cool. And we're going to explain Rashi further. And the Mirtz Hashem, like I said, hopefully we'll see Miflaus Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.